Welcome back to another episode of Schnepps Connects. Today we are talking to Steve Abrams, who's the founder of the Tick Mitt. So the Tick Mitt is a revolutionary microfiber mitt that removes ticks from clothes, pets, and more. After years of research with a tick expert and product engineer, Steve launched this unique and innovative product. Certainly good timing for people that are going out to the Hamptons or going upstate for the summer season and worried about ticks. Steve's an entrepreneur who's been on a journey, including owning and serving as CEO of Magnolia Bakery since 2006 after its acquisition by the Abrams family. Under his leadership, Magnolia Bakery became a New York City institution and expanded globally. With over 30 years in the restaurant industry, Steve has owned several food establishments, including Wildlife, Flowers, It's a Wrap, and Soup to Nuts, a global restaurant consulting company. Additionally, Steve founded Fountainhead Construction, a leading high-end contracting firm here in New York City. So today we're going to stay focused on Tick Mitt, although I would love to hear your journey going from cupcakes to ticks. And really, a big part of this is that he's dedicated to raising awareness about Lyme disease and partners with organizations like Project Lyme to help individuals protect themselves. The non-toxic reusable mitt uses a fabric similar to Velcro to effectively remove ticks from clothing, skin, and pet fur with just a few swipes, reducing the risk of transmission. So, Steve, I'm really thrilled to have you on and learn more about you and your businesses.
Well, I think I'm going to start with Tick Mitt for a minute because I want to put this out there. Olivia and I, my daughter, who I'm in business with, were in Utah last week for the Outdoor Retailers Association, Outdoor Retailers Show, okay, which is a convention where people, the buyers, are there buying product. There was 137 entries for product innovation award of the year, and Tick Mitt took first place.
Congratulations. So
I'm very proud of that. That was pretty cool. You know, we invented this many years ago. I had the idea 15 years ago. In the back of my head, I thought this is a business. And in 2018, we started to get more serious about it. So I can tell you about the journey from there.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to hear about how you kind of evolved to kind of come up with the technology for sure.
Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur. As you said, I was in the construction business. I went from construction to cupcakes. And before that, I was actually in the real estate business and I was an art dealer. So I get bored quickly, apparently. But they're all interesting. And this one's the best because this is the one I'm doing with my daughter.
Yeah.
So in 2018, I still owned Magnolia, starting to think about how to make an exit. And I incorporated Tick Mitt and filed for the IP. I started working with a tick scientist, because there is such a thing, and actually in Connecticut, which is ground zero for Lyme, and a product engineer and a factory in China. We did about 13 or 14 iterations of the product to get to the right loop length, which is now patented. So it's a patented both as a design and a utility patent we were able to get. And it is a product that picks up loose ticks, like Velcro, as you said. In 2018, when I started this journey, my daughter was in college. And when she got to her senior year, she was going to do a project. She had to do a thesis on a business plan. And we decided to use Tick Mitt as the plan. And of course, she came out of college and went elsewhere. She went to Morgan Stanley. And after she didn't like that, she went somewhere else. And when she finally realized she has a whole business here ready to start, she just jumped in. She finally came in. And 15 months ago, we launched Tick Mitt with her as the CEO.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, I want to clarify because, you know, I think we may take for granted Lyme disease and people's knowledge of it. So maybe if you can give a little bit, you know, more information in terms of, you know, how people can get Lyme's disease and what impacts it can have on their lives and how many people are affected by it.
Okay. First of all, it's not just Lyme disease anymore. There are about 20 different variations of different diseases that ticks are spreading. And wow. It's not just in this country nor the Northeast. It's all over the world because we currently have distributors in Canada, South Korea, Norway, Sweden, Great Britain. So it's everywhere. And we're getting inquiries from everywhere. Ticks come in different sizes at different stages of their life and different type of ticks. Each one carries different diseases. The most prevalent, of course, is Lyme, which is very devastating. It's only now getting on the radar of doctors where it becomes something they actually look for. If you're in the Hamptons, that's certainly something that you need to mention if you're not feeling well and the doctors there are aware of it. But most doctors, especially in a place like New York City, where it wasn't that prevalent, certainly not catching it here, they weren't looking at it. So we went for many, many years with it being misdiagnosed. It's now getting, it's luckily it's time in the sun, and we need it to be out there because we need to know what it is, because it is devastating. And if you don't catch it quickly, you end up with chronic Lyme, which can really ruin your life. TickMitt is a product that I developed in order to pick up the loose ticks prior to embedding. Because once they embed, that's where you're playing Russian roulette with your health and you don't know what's going to happen. So there are many, many products in the market that take out existing ticks that are embedded, tweezers and flashlights with hooks and all kinds of things. But this is really not where you want to be. And that's why we invented TickMitt. My daughter had Lyme at 8 years old. It wasn't caught early enough.
Oh, wow.
She had some chronic issues in her knee that still affect her. I've had it two or three times. I don't even remember anymore. And it lives in your body forever. So there's always a baseline of Lyme in you. It might not be affecting you, but you have to do testing to make sure you know what the baseline is. So if you get sick again, you know that it's a secondary issue or a second time. And that's where we are right now with TickMitt.
So
I happen to be in the Hamptons, by the way, this weekend, where I was handing them out like M&Ms to my friends.
I bet. Yeah, no, so there's a lot of deer, and where there's deer, there's ticks.
Yeah.
Talk to me. So when your daughter came up with that business plan, part of it was from her personal experience, now I'm understanding.
Well, yes, she really owns this business in a very real way, very personal way. It really is mission-driven for both of us, given our problems. I had a friend 30 years ago who got Lyme, and way before they looked at it as a diagnosis, she ended up crippled and she ended up dying from it. And that was a very, very big wake-up call for me. I mean, we keep doxycycline in the house. So if we take prophylactic doses, if we see a bite, we've been on those protocols. As I said, my daughter had it. We were going to an orthopedist thinking she hurt her knee at ballet. And only after 3-4 months did I mention that it hit me that, oh, we should flag this as Lyme through the bloods. And of course, that's what it is. Now, she was cured, got a small amount of residual issues. She works out too much. I don't really have any that I know of, but who knows?
So to help people visualize the tick mitt, does it look like an oven mitt? Does it look like a batting glove? Like, what does it look like?
So it looks like an oven mitt.
Okay.
Some people, it's a microfiber, and I've had people say to me, well, I can use any microfiber. And to some degree, that's how I invented it, is I was using a microfiber towel on my mastiffs who drooled, and I was cleaning up the drool. We had these towels around, and I realized to pick up ticks. But I also realized the limitations of that particular fabric, because that's how I got Lyme. I thought I had gotten them all. I brought the towel inside. The loop lengths were too big. Ticks were still embedded in there. Got on me. So it was really, as you said, Velcro is sort of the correlation. And in order to make sure that the loops picked up all the different size ticks, and then that you could find them in the mitt itself, that's where the magic is, and that's where the patents are.
Is the recommendation to use the mitt on your body after being outdoors, or is it if you see something, you try to rub it off?
So the reality is some ticks are so small, you're never going to see them. They can be anywhere in your body. If you're wearing darker clothes, you're not going to see them. So we suggest first your dogs, of course, and you're hiking or coming in, or even in the Hamptons, if your dog's coming from outside, thorough rub down so they don't bring it into the house. And of course, rub yourself down. You got to rub your clothes down. I always pick up my pants a little bit and make sure I get around the ankles. For some reason, when I find ticks on me, they're usually behind my knee. So, you know, I make sure I come into the house, I make sure I wipe myself everywhere. It's very important.
So I imagine you were at that conference to be able to have the TickMitt more widely available at, I guess, retailers. Where is it available now, and what does it look like in terms of, you know, your opportunities?
Well, the opportunities are worldwide, and it's very open for us. There's no other product in the world on the market like this. We expect to get ripped off eventually. We think we have the brand name and we'll be Band-Aid. And, you know, we're currently in Orvis. We're in Tractor Supply. When we were down in Utah, we have meetings with Walmart and Macy's and Costco, a number of smaller chains such as Academy Sports and Dunham's, which are 300 stores Midwest and Southwest. So it's a problem everywhere. The reality is the gestation period is much longer now, given the global warming. Ticks do not die from cold, so they just go dormant, but they have a lot longer period to breed right now. And obviously, they can go anywhere, and people are taking them worldwide. I don't know if this started here or we got it from somewhere else, but it's certainly a worldwide epidemic at this point.
So, you know, as an entrepreneur, it almost seems like an entrepreneur can turn anything into a business, like you, whether it's cupcakes or tick prevention. Are there any tips that you can give people as an entrepreneur from a business perspective of, you know, what you think the key elements are to have a successful business?
Well, I think first you have to have a belief in your product. Hopefully it works, whatever it is. Look, we're bootstrapping this. As much success as I've had, and we're in my daughter's old bedroom in my apartment, is our office now. I just set up some metro shelving all day. I've been working on getting that thing organized. We've been working out of there for a year. We get a lot of orders in on our website, and we carry it ourselves over to the post office. You have to have that level of dedication in any business. The reality is I don't have to work. I had a very nice exit out of Magnolia, and I've made money along the way in other businesses. But if you want to be successful, you got to be willing to do that level of down and dirty work. And I've always been willing to do that. I think that's part of my success.
That's terrific. You know, I remember Magnolia, I mean, was everywhere. And then all these other cupcake places were everywhere. Now I feel like the chocolate chip cookie is having its moment. Now there's place.
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
are these going to last?
Few things with that. One is Magnolia certainly started the cupcake craze worldwide.
Yeah,
we know that Crumbs and one other brand came along as competitors in my market. But the reality is Magnolia, when I bought the business, we were 64% cupcakes. And when I sold it, we were about 28%. So we decupcaked it, made the banana pudding. We were full bakery. So we were always painted with this brush of cupcakes. When the cupcake craze ended and the other two businesses fell apart, we were thriving because we were never just a cupcake area, I guess. Is that a word? But I, you know, I bought the original store on Bleecker, had six in the city, one in Chicago, Boston, LA, and then took it worldwide. Sold to about 40 stores in 12 countries. It was quite a ride. And I'm going to do the same thing with TickMate. I mean, I think we're going to be in more places. And the reality is Magnolia was a feel-good business. You come out of construction, everyone's got a bad construction story at the cocktail party. You talk about your own Magnolia Bakery, you get squeals of delight. It's a wonderful way to interact with the world. But I think now, working with my daughter and mission-driven, this is even better. Because now we're really looking to save people in many ways. And it's a great mission to be on.
Listen, the cupcakes, you made people happy, but maybe a little heavy. TickMate, you're going to keep them healthy, which is a great thing. Can people buy TickMate direct? You sell direct to consumer? Can someone go and buy it?
So, yes, we are on Amazon, where we sell a lot of product. We're on Amazon in Great Britain. But we prefer you to come to our website, where we sell the same price as Amazon. And, of course, we make more money if it comes directly. It's tickmit.com or tick-mit.com. But either way, we're happy to sell it any way you want. We're going to be more retailers. We're at about 100 points of sale now. And it's very interesting because we're in veterinary offices. We're in doctor's offices. I just met with someone from Animal Medical, the big hospital, medical hospital, and she thought it should be in their drugstore as a prescription. So it really is an amazing product, and we're trying to get it out there as quickly as we can in as many places as we can. And this is the season right now. We're right in the middle of it. And I have a farm upstate. This is how it happened. You know, I have a hay farm, 250 acres upstate in Columbia County.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm always doing projects up there. I was always finding them on me. I have big dogs, a lot of real estate. Very hard to find it. Black brindle dogs. The ticks look like, you know, brownish, blackish. Could never find them. So this was really, like many things, born out of a personal need.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the best businesses are born that way. You know, I always talk about this as like Velcro. And the reality is Velcro was named after a guy named Velcro.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, I couldn't name it Steve Mitt, but TickMitt works.
Well, listen, I think you're onto something with pets, because I think most people care about their dogs more than their family members.
Well, this is true. And that's why we launched first. You know, the reality is dog people are very, very aware of the issue. And you know, the way the schedule in these shows were going to, the first one was a giant pet show, you know, 600,000 square feet. There were booths 5,000 square feet with cappuccino bars. It was this little engine that could 10 by 10 out of this, probably the only uncarpeted spot in the whole place. And, you know, we picked up Chewy, which we're finalizing a deal with right now.
Congratulations.
We're finalizing a deal with Pet Valu in Canada, which is rife with ticks. It's probably the second largest market. Pet Valu is the Petco of Canada with 900 stores. That's being finalized. So we are going to be in the places close to you, hopefully, but easy enough. Everyone's used to getting online and buying things that way. Feel free to jump online and buy a Tikmet. And what we found is, to your point about dogs, people will buy it for their dog. Okay, that's great. Then they come back to us and say, well, my daughter's playing soccer. My husband's golfing. I garden. Next thing you know, they have four of them. There's one in the car. The woman's the husband or wife who's gardening has it in their back pocket. The kid has it in their bag for Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or, you know, that. If you're camping, you need one. I mean, the reality is these days, anytime you're outdoors, you probably need a Tikmet.
Well, Steve, I think that this is a great story. I love entrepreneurs. I love your passion. And I think it's a great cause. Nobody wants to have a tick on them, let alone have to deal with the diseases that come along with it. So if this is on the way, God bless you.
But I am going to give a shout out. And the shout out is going to be to my daughter, Olivia. The reality is I'm semi-retired. I'm good. I'm finance. I'm pack mule. You know, I read the contracts. You know, I'm good at that. But she is crushing it. She is out there every day, 10 hours a day, the way an entrepreneur needs to be at. She's doing it on the weekends. That's the way you're successful. A lot of, you know, the myth is great, but things don't sell themselves. If you don't go out there and proselytize, if you're not beating on doors, if you're not doing it the right way, you're going nowhere. And she is just making all the right moves. And really, I'm very proud, as you can tell.
Yeah, sure.
I birthed an entrepreneur. You know, I guess one entrepreneur to another. Let's keep that
chain
going.
Family business as well. So God puts us together and either we kill each other or it works out well. So it's always nice when it works out well. And congratulations. That's terrific. And hopefully one day we'll get a chance to meet your daughter as well.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for joining, Steve. And pleasure to learn all about you and the Tikmet.
Thanks for your time. Take care, everyone.
Make sure to find this podcast and all of our podcasts at podcast.schnepsmedia.com. are on all major podcast networks.